Healing from the reign of God. Healing from the reign of God is falling down. If you put your faith and just believe, you will surely receive our love and left alone. For the deliverance of God is here. Healing from the reign of God.
Healing from the reign of God.
Healing from the reign of God is falling down. If you put your faith and just believe,
you will surely receive it.
You will surely receive our love and left alone. For the deliverance of God is here. Amen, 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 amen. Amen, 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 amen. Amen, 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 amen. Amen, 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 amen. Healing from the reign of God is he. On Mount Zion, to deliver to take place, to apply the wisdom to you, to live we want, to win the only game, for you are the new to love, so mighty one above. Thank you for the reign of God. By your power we'll be healed. With your healing reign, oh God, by your power we'll be healed. Amen. By your power we'll be healed. With your healing reign, oh God, by your power we'll be healed. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Egypt for the promised land. I trusted in my Savior and to his guiding hand. He led me out to victory through the great Red Sea. I sang a song of triumph and showed that I am free. You need not look for me down in Egypt's sand, for I have pitched my tent far up in pure land. You need not look for me down in Egypt's sand, for I have pitched my tent far up in pure land. I followed close beside him and the land soon found. I did not halt or tremble, for coin and wire was bound. My guide I truly trusted, and he led me in. I shouted hallelujah, my heart was free from sin. You need not look for me down in Egypt's sand, for I have pitched my tent far up in Beulah land. You need not look for me down in Egypt's sand, for I have pitched my tent far up in Beulah land. searched for the highlands where the fruits abound. I pitched my tent near Hebron, near crypts of Eshcolon, with milk and honey flowing and new wine so free. I have no love for Egypt, it has no chance for me. You need not look for me down in Egypt's sand, for I have pitched my tent far up in Beulah land. You need not look for me down in Egypt's sand, for I have pitched my tent far up in Beulah. So enraptured as I press along, each day I find new blessings which fill my heart with song. I'm ever marching onward through that land on high. Someday I'll reach my mansion that's filled. Not look for me down in Egypt's land, though I have pitched my tent far up in Beulah land. You need not look for me down in Egypt's land, for I have pitched my tent far up in Beulah land. You need not look for me down in Egypt's land, for I have pitched my tent far up in Beulah land. You need not look for me down in Egypt's land, for I have pitched my tent far up in Beulah land. You need not look for me down in Egypt's land, for I have pitched my tent far up in Beulah land. You need not look for me down in Egypt's land, for I have pitched my tent far up in Beulah land. You need not look for me down in Egypt's land, for I have pitched my tent far up in Beulah land. You need not look for me down in Egypt's land, for I have pitched my tent far up in Beulah land. For I have pitched my tent far up in Beulah land. For I have pitched my tent far up in Beulah. Egypt for the promised land. I trusted in my Savior and to his guiding hand. He led me out to victory through the great Red Sea. I sang a song of triumph and shouted, I am free. You need not look for me down in Egypt's sand, for I have pitched my tent far up in Beulah land. You need not look for me down in Egypt's sand, for I have have pitched my tent far off in Billland Land. I followed close beside him, and the lad soon found I did not halt or tremble, for Canaan I was bound.
My guide I fully trusted, and he led me in. I shouted hallelujah, my heart is free from sin. You need not look for me down in Egypt's sand, for I have pitched my tent far up in Beulah's land. You need not look for me down in Egypt's sand, for I have pitched my tent far up in Beulah's land. I started for the highlands where the fruits abound. I pitched my tent near Hebron, the grace of Eshcol found, with milk and honey flowing and new wine so free. I have no love for Egypt, its heart's no chance for me.
You did not look for me
down in Egypt's sand, for I have pitched my tent far off in Beulah's land.
You need not look for me
down in Egypt's sand,
for I have pitched my tent far off in Beulah's land.
My heart is so enraptured as I press along. Each day I find new blessings which fill my heart with song. I'm ever marching onward to that land on high. Someday I'll reach my mansion that's building in the sky.
You need not look for me
down in Egypt's sand, for I have pitched my tent far up in Beulah's land.
You need not look for me
down in Egypt's sand, for I have pitched my tent far up in Beulah's land.
You need not look for me
down in Egypt's sand, for I have pitched my tent far up in Beulah's land.
You need not look for me
down in Egypt's sand, for I have pitched my tent far up in Beulah's land.
You need not look for me
down in Egypt's sand, for I have pitched my tent far up in Beulah's land.
You need not look for me
down in Egypt's sand, for I have pitched my tent far up in Beulah's land.
You need not look for me
down in Egypt's sand, for I have pitched my tent far up in Beulah's land.
You need not look for me
down in Egypt's sand, for I have pitched my tent far up in Beulah's land. For I have pitched my tent far up in Beulah's land. For I have pitched my tent far up in Beulah's land. For I have pitched my tent far up in Beulah's land.
Thank you. Shout hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet. As we close our eyes, sing this song loud and clear. Sing from the bottom of your heart and sing with the spirit of enough is enough. And that tonight, before you leave this place, you'll have a divine visitation. Everything you are going to do here tonight, do it from your heart like a warrior. There is somebody here tonight. By the time you depart from this meeting, an uncommon favor will envelope your destiny. Sing loud and clear. Holy Ghost, do it again, do it again in my life. Open my eyes to see Jesus, who is even upon the Holy Ghost, do it again. Oh. Holy Ghost, do it again, do it again in my life. Jesus, who is seated upon the throne. And pass me not to gentle Savior, my humble cry. While all others thou art calling, do not pass me. Savior, 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 Savior. Savior, 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 am I humble cry? Am I humble cry? All that's thou art called. Only do not pass me. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, am I humble cry? Am I humble cry? Why? On all that thou art called, only do not pass me. And our Lord is a great God. Hallelujah. Great King of all our Lord, our Lord. Oh yes, He's a great God. Hallelujah. Great King of all our Lord. Was lost, but Jesus found. Hallelujah, found the sheep that went astray. But His loving mercy, but His loving arms around me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. complete in him. I am complete in him. Complete in him. Hallelujah. I am complete. Open your mouth and sing it loud. Complete. Complete. Hallelujah. Complete. Oh yes, complete. Hallelujah. I am complete. Your hand. It's not by works of righteousness, but by grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. Oh, I am complete. Oh yes, complete. Oh yes. Hallelujah. Complete. Oh yes, complete. Hallelujah. I am complete. Send that fire, the Holy Ghost fire. Send that fire again, the Holy Ghost. Send the fire. Send the fire, Holy Ghost fire. Send the fire. Fire burning in my soul. Holy Ghost and fire. Holy Ghost and fire. Pentecost and fire. Fire burning in my soul. Fire burning in my soul. Holy Ghost and fire. Oh yes, fire burning. Our Lord God, thou hast made our heavens and the earth by thy great power. Our Lord God, thou hast made our heavens and the earth by thy house. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Hallelujah, nothing. Hallelujah, great and mighty God, great counsel, mighty, hallelujah, nothing, absolutely nothing is so difficult for you. Oh, I am the Lord, hallelujah. Is there anything to God for? Hallelujah. Is there anything to God for you? Is there anything to God? John, I've been to Calvary. I dip my hands in the blood of the Lamb. I drink the blood of Jesus. My life has been changed. I've been to Calvary. Hallelujah. Oh yes. Life has been changed. My life has been made whole. John. My life has been made whole. My life has been made whole. I've been to Calvary. The blood of the Lamb, hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. My life has been made. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in the Lord. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in the Lord. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in the Lord. Oh, I'm complete. Oh, yes, complete. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, complete. Hallelujah. Complete. Before you sit down here tonight, there are plenty of prayers to pray as the year is drawing to a close. Pray with fire, pray with power. Pray with the spirit of I shall not carry over any evil thing. Pray with the spirit of miracles that can still happen before the year runs to an end. Pray with power and pray with strength. We have just a few seconds for each prayer. And don't waste time. But let your voice roar like thunder, like fire. Fire of God! Trigger my breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. Trigger my breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. Trigger my breakthroughs. In Jesus' name we pray. The voice that spoke to dry bones. The voice that spoke to dry bones. Speak to my life. Can I hear the sister saying that? Let me hear the brother saying the same thing. God asks Ezekiel, can these bones live? Say, oh Lord, thou knowest. Say, prophesy unto the bone that they might live. And Ezekiel began to prophesy. This is an important prayer for God to speak life to any area of our lives that is dead. The voice that spoke to dry bones, speak to my life now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Something strange is about to happen now. Calabash of the strong man. Hear the word of the Lord. Can I hear you shouting this loud? Your voice is not loud enough for this prayer. Break my fire in the name of Jesus. Something is happening now. Break the calabash of the strong man. Basapika talaka. Break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Get it somewhere. My prayer stones. What are you waiting for? Break the head of my Goliath. Can I hear you saying that? In the name of Jesus. Masopola katenda ya boshandia. Ribosopia li katandaka. Break the head of my Goliath. In Jesus' name we pray. Let there be silence now. We have fired some prayers and they're working. That's right. There are some people here tonight. The enemy has written you off, believing that they have finished their agenda and that there is no way for you anymore. right there where you are, that person, the volcanic power of God is falling upon you. And that which the enemy has planted into you to downgrade your life is separated from your life now. That's the first person. That's number two. That's number three. That's number four. Number five. Number six. Altars of limitation. My life is not your candidate. Catch fire in the name of Jesus. Break the altars of limitation. I refuse to be limited. In Jesus' name we pray. This particular prayer will bring multiple breakthroughs to many. Pray it the way I'm going to pray my own. Down power of satanic bus stop. In the name of Jesus, the power of satanic bus stop, kill it now. Yes. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Blood of Jesus, sanitize my dream life. And somebody here who needs to pray that prayer seriously. Can I hear you shouting it again? Is that the loudest you can shout it? In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. This next prayer may sound very strange, but don't negotiate. Pray it with fire. Say, any power impersonating me in the spiritual realm. Can I hear the sister saying so? Brothers, can I hear you saying the same thing? Do you understand that prayer? That sometimes when they say blessing is available, a power taking on your appearance goes to collect it. And by the time you arrive there, it's gone. Collected by you. But it's not you. Any power impersonating me in the spiritual realm, your time is up. Down in the name of Jesus. Bopata Satikata Ribola Katende Kayabo Shenteraba. Yes. Aha! In Jesus' name we pray. It's very good. Now shout, blood of Jesus! Now the loudest you can shout it. Roar like thunder! Pursue my pursuers! In the name of Jesus, roar like thunder, roar like thunder, roar, 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 roar like thunder. In Jesus' name we pray. a louder amen. Father, we thank you for tonight. And we thank you for bringing your people here. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Tonight, lay your hands upon us. Anoint us in a new way. Open our understanding. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Louder, amen. Let's have us say, God bless you. Tonight, we're looking at the internal messengers of Satan. The internal messengers of Satan. Sisters, what did I say? And brothers, in Hebrews chapter 11, I read a few verses from there. Hebrews chapter 11, from verse 1. If you are there, say yes. The internal messengers of Satan. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by faith, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And by it, he being dead, yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. May you please God. Verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that is a rewarder of them that diligently seeking. A fantastic introduction into the subject of faith. In Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Romans 10:17 says, so then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Keep that at the back of your spirit. In Psalm 42, verse 11, something troubled the psalmist, and he cried out like this. In Psalm 42, verse 11, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. There is a messenger of Satan that has been troubling man inside right from the time of Adam. There is a messenger of Satan that has been working with accurate concentration. There is a messenger of Satan that has fired arrows into so many lives. There is a messenger of Satan that has made many people to lose big breakthroughs. There is a messenger of Satan that has killed people untimely. There is a messenger of Satan that pursues men from success into failure. There is a messenger of Satan that has won a big prize on winning disciples for Satan. Who is this messenger of Satan? It's what you call feeling. Feeling, what you feel. That is sensation. Awareness, consciousness, pain, symptoms, those are feelings. Unfortunately, faith does not start with feelings. Faith starts by listening, by hearing and listening to the word of God. Feelings are not faith. Feelings can lead you astray. Jacob was led astray by his feelings. Faith allows us to ignore our personal feelings. Progress in spiritual life is impossible as long as we stay on the plane of feelings. Feelings cause people to give up. Feelings cause people to become discouraged. Feelings try to deceive people. Feelings try to rob us of all our peace and joy. Somebody comes to a gathering like this. He prays from his heart. He prayed for healing. He prayed for breakthrough. He prayed to be made whole. But all of a sudden, even before leaving that meeting, the pain he was experiencing now seemed to have doubled. The pain seemed to have took up another strength. All the devil is doing to that person is to make the person to make a pronouncement. Hey, this problem is back. And immediately you say that which heaven did not pronounce, which Satan himself did not pronounce, but you pronounce it. Immediately you pronounce it, they put a stamp, wah, on top of it, and trouble starts. This is how feelings rob us of many testimonies, many breakthroughs, and many healings. He is an internal messenger. Do you think you are alright? Do you think everything has gone? Why don't you check up? Wait for 2 months. See again whether it is gone, whether it's not gone. He gives you those kind of lectures. When you listen to his lectures, cleverly, it brings the problem that is supposed to have gone back. A lot of massive healing, massive deliverance takes place in our services. But if you allow the enemy called feeling to come in, it steals your joy. You go to a doctor, say, how do you feel? Say, sir, this head is feeling light. Sometimes this leg is feeling light too. And I say, well, those are symptoms that there is a problem. And I say, did you say problem, sir? Say, yes. And then your brain says, there is a problem. There is problem. There is problem. He programs the messenger called Philip programs it into your head. And this evil messenger called Philip, they will now call a committee meeting and they will begin an evil lecture. Remember, this thing killed your mother. Remember, this was how grandfather started his problem. And eventually it's gone now. So, well, what are you going to do now? So, well, begin to write your will. What are you going to do now? So, well, begin to drink concussion. This is how feelings get in to destroy testimonies and get in to destroy so many things. Gets people to believe the report of the enemy. Feelings will harass us and accuse us of every evil thing possible. And the agenda of feeling is to bring us down into fear and despair and evil calculation in our hearts. Feelings should bring unexpected and overwhelming trouble feelings. It will make people feel unwanted, neglected. It is feeling that will bombard somebody with mental harassment. After some deliverance, some spectacular victorious meeting, it comes quietly at night and says, well, are you sure? I say, but I went there with stiff neck now and the sick neck has gone. Don't say anything. Wait till you wake up now and say whether it's not there. A terrible lecturer called feeling. Feelings bring in negative thoughts and makes us tend to blame ourselves. Feeling will make you ask yourself negative questions and make you to feel very, very depressed. Most people who go into depression is feeling that starts it. Feelings have a way of disrupting peace and happiness. The person wakes up is feeling low and depressed and down. Person is feeling heavy, sad, fearful, as if a cloud is hanging over the person. This is the agenda of feeling. Feelings make everything to look distorted. And sometimes it makes people unexplainably short-tempered. And sometimes they raise voice and begin to shout on their family. Feelings make people to look condemned, sinful inside. Makes people to feel low, weak, and stupid. They make people to look defeated and thoroughly down. They make people feel strange and confounded and confused or helpless. feeling will make people make feel unlearned, immature, and inferior. It may even be convincing the person that the whole of the person's life is a mistake. It makes people feel unworthy. It makes you feel as if you've come to life to waste your time. You feel unloved, you feel dejected. You feel misunderstood and neglected and rejected. You feel forsaken and abandoned. You feel helpless and blue. You feel totally discouraged and down. And you begin to think that all of life is a mistake. When feelings come in, he invites his sinner brother called doubt to come inside. With doubt, evil thoughts move in. And as that moves in, faith jumps out. And all the prayer the person has prayed, it's like you take 5 steps forward, 7 steps backward. As if the person is not leaving a spot. I'm praying for somebody today. Everything that negative feeling has removed from your lives, you will repossess them in the name of Jesus. That amen is too weak. That's what the Bible says. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. See, he that believeth God, he that cometh to God, he that cometh to God, must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Diligently seek him. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. The Bible says a doubter is that somebody thrown about by the waves of the sea, up and down. Say, let not such a man think he can receive anything from God. The agenda of infirmity is to keep the symptoms running. The headache will be running. Stomach trouble is running. The pain will be running. Those are the feelings. If you do not defeat the feelings with faith, they get larger and larger and larger and then swallow the person. So the greatest messenger of Satan inside us, these feelings. The bottom line is this. Your feeling, if allowed to wander around, can drag you down into despair and fearfulness. They brought some people for prayer. 4 of them. They were in the wheelchair. The man of God prayed, saying, in the name of Jesus, receive your healing. Get out of that wheelchair. First person jumped up and walked away. Second person jump up and walk away. Third person walk up and jump away. Third person sat down there. And the man of God took his Bible and was walking away. I said, excuse me, I come back, I'm still sitting on this chair. So the man said, but I asked you to stand up. So I'm still sitting down here. Because I cannot stand up. Yes, you just said it. You say you cannot stand up. So that's why you are remaining in that place. When somebody says, I cannot be healed. I cannot do without drugs. I cannot do that. Then you have allowed feelings to take over. Feelings to take over your life. I'm praying for you and for anyone here tonight has lost so many miracles, so many testimonies to the messengers of Satan that you must recover them all tonight. In the name of Jesus. The bottom line, that your feeling has melancholic power. Your feelings hire a lawyer against you. It will be the lawyer arguing against you. Your feelings, when it's in control, can lie to you. Your feelings, when they are in control, can lie to you. Your feelings will put you in fear of disease or in fear of dying. Most people who die in the hospitals did not die because of their infirmity, but they die out of fear. Out of fear. Some time ago, many years ago, we rushed somebody to the hospital. He fell down from the bus and a trailer moved on his leg. So we quickly rushed him to hospital. That was my first time of approaching an emergency ward in the hospital. It's not a good place to go. You see mothers crying. You see anxious faces. You see people stamping their feet, holding their hands on their heads. We brought this boy in the emergency ward. We were looking for a doctor. We couldn't find the doctor. We moved around, we couldn't find him. Eventually, the doctor who was supposed to be in charge of emergency ward was busy chatting with one lady somewhere. When he now came to us, he said, what happened to him? He said, a trailer walked on his leg. He said, he's very lucky. Very lucky. He's in to walk on his head. And you won't bring him here. You go straight to the mortuary. That is the doctor we have come to see. So you can see the kind of doctors that are also working there. They have become hardened. Eventually they gave the boy a bed. All of a sudden we heard a cry at the far corner of the ward. Hey, doctor, come on. He ran there. The man was stretching. After 1 or 2 minutes, the doctor tested him and said, he's gone. Where are his family members? He said, they're outside. He said, bring any man there in. Don't bring the woman, the man. The man came. He says, sorry, sir. He's dead. That was it. The boy that you brought with a bad leg, he said, what happened to that fellow? He's dead. He said, Then there is somebody beside the one that died. He was asking, which thing killed that man? They say, it's pine. They say, pine? They say, whoa. Hey. Next day, was dead. The one say, hey, whoa, hey. Dead. I'm sure. It's not a sickness, but the feelings. Already you are in a death arena. Prepare to die. I speak unto anyone here who is hearing strange voices, that any voice summoning you from the grave shall be buried alive. In the name of Jesus. Feelings will put fear that you are going to lose somebody. Somebody is going to die. Feelings are like broken glasses. They will distort everything you are looking at. If you do not stop these feelings, they will stop you. But the truth is this. Negative feelings do not come from God. So you should not tolerate them. The Bible says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. God has not given us those negative feelings. Wherever we got them from, we acquired them from here, not from God. The Bible now recommends what to do with those negative feelings. He says you should see them as strongholds and cast them down. He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies. In answer, for the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. They are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Say, casting down every imagination and every high thing that exhausts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity all thoughts to the obedience of Christ. So those feelings, they are strongholds. We are to pull them down and cast them down so that they don't control our lives. So what do we do to negative feelings? Number one, we are commanded to cast them down. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 5. Cast them down. Many times they will come against you. Cast them down. Many times the enemy will bring it against you. Cast them down. Many times the feelings will want to overwhelm you. Cast them down. That is strategy number one. Number two, speak to yourself. Speak to yourself. Just as the psalmist spoke to himself in Psalm 42:11. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? The same psalmist spoke to himself in Psalm 116:7. Psalm 116:7. It says, return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. You talk to yourself. It is not insanity, it's not madness. You talk to yourself. Three, turn those negative feelings into praise. Turn them to praises. Convert what they are doing to praise worship. Four, know that the Lord feels what we feel. The way you feel, he feels it too. The way you feel, not think. I said feel. The way you feel. The Lord who feels it. In Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. Verse 15. Hebrews 4:15. It says this. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. So he is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. That pain you are feeling, he too can feel it. He understands those pains that you are going through, because he's a high priest who reasons with us, who knows what we are going through. Through the voice of feeling, many glorious destinies have been crushed. Through the voice of feeling, many have assassinated themselves. Through the voice of the feelings, many winners have become losers. Through the voice of feeling, many have been converted from victors to victims. Through the voice of feelings, a lot of poisonous arrows have entered so many lives. Through the voice of feelings, the rod of oppression tormenting some people have multiplied. Through the voice of feeling, sorrow has been planted into so many lives. Through the voice of feeling, a lot of people are living in fear, and the enemy is frightening them every day. Through the voice of feeling, the angels that are supposed to be guarding some people have abandoned the person. Beloved, the voice of feeling is an evil battle cry, and it's a robber of faith. And it can imprison the champion inside of you. It can generate stress and tension, and it can force you to surrender cheaply at the battlefront. It can make your spirit to sink. Through the voice of feeling, something can instigate you even against your God. Ask you to add something to your faith. Add something to your faith. Compromise your faith. Make up your mind tonight. And as you go into this coming year, that you will be a man or woman of faith. Faith. Faith in God. Faith in God. Go to Hebrews 11 again. Hebrews 11 again. Look at that definition of faith in Hebrews 11:1. It said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You have not seen the thing, but you have believed for it. You have planned for it. You are thinking about it. You have programmed yourself to receive it. It is the language of man that says seeing is believing. The language of God says when you believe, you see. Jesus now made a sweeping statement, a very serious statement indeed. Say, if any of you shall say unto the mountain, be thou removed, and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that that which he had said shall come to pass, it shall be so. That's what Jesus said. It shall be so. But you have to speak to the mountain. You have to believe what you said. Then it will happen. Many of us are waiting for something to happen before we start believing. No. You believe first and things begin to happen. I'm praying for somebody here tonight that the faith that will move you from your level to your next level will come upon you in the name of Jesus. Rise up on your feet now. And all eyes closed. All eyes closed. All eyes closed. But you see, if you are here tonight, you are not born again, you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus, just raise up your right hand where you are and say this after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you say that short prayer with me, immediately we close. Let's find a way to the altar here so that we can pray more with you. All eyes closed. If you are in this meeting tonight and you have been hearing strange voices telling you to harm yourself, to kill yourself, or to do something terrible to yourself, find a way quickly to this altar. And at that altar, pray the way you've never prayed before so that all these evil voices can be silenced. Find a way to this altar. Everybody will shout this loud and clear. Make sure that your voice is as loud as thunder. Make sure that nobody's voice will overshadow your voice. Say this loud and clear. Every strange voice polluting my life. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray now. Deal with this strange voice. Something is happening here. Bosete katenda ya boshende raba. Riba pia li katenda ka. Banaka sempo la ka ya boshende raba. Yes. Be released. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Those of you at this altar, begin to shake your head. Shake it vigorously. As you shake it, the agent of the strange voice shall begin to jump out. That's right. Aha. Enough is enough. Be released. Be released. Be released. Be released. Released, in the name of Jesus. Father, let your hand fall upon the head of your children here. Every dominion of strange voices, I cancel you now in the name of Jesus. Beginning from now, the strange voices you have been hearing, you shall hear them no more. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. May go back to your seat rejoicing now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As we pray this second prayer, if you are in this meeting tonight, anytime you sleep and wake up, you find scratches all over your body. Scratch your body. Find a way to this altar and be on your knees. Wake up with scratches all over your body. And you don't know who's scratching your body. Everybody will shout this loud and clear. You will shout this louder than anyone around you. Any power assigned to waste my destiny. You are a liar. Die! In the name of Jesus. Aha! Jesus. Aha, 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 aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, I pray for your children here at the altar. Every power of familiar spirit, every unconscious initiation, I cancel their power now. In the name of Jesus. All the powers that have been coming to scratch your body, I paralyze their activities. In the name of Jesus. Receive your freedom. Receive your deliverance. Receive it. Receive it, 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 receive it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Jesus' name we pray. We'll go back to your seat rejoicing now. The hand of God has touched you here tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Right there where you are, lay your right hand on your head and decree this loud and clear. Make sure that nobody's voice overshadows your voice. My head. Hear the word of the Lord. Rejects bewitchment. In the name of Jesus. Reject bewitchment. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, if you have any sickness on any part of your body, this is the time to lay your hands upon it. And I want you to believe God. Father, it is written that you yourself bore our infirmities and took away our sickness. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and by your stripes we are healed. Every power of infirmity, every spirit of infirmity, every agenda of infirmity, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I cancel you now. Receive your healing. 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 In the name of Jesus. Now begin to do what you are not able to do before. Put your faith into action now. Be blind to the voice of that feeling. Just believe God. Do what you are not able to do before. The power of God is falling upon somebody there. And the yoke of witchcraft infirmity is broken to pieces. The power of God is falling upon somebody there. The bad medical report has been cancelled. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Aha. You will now pray this prayer. This is a very serious prayer. You want to speak to your breakthroughs. Speak to them with the voice of a soldier. My breakthroughs in the valley of witchcraft. Can you shout it loud? Jump out now! In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray.
Let us share the grace in fellowship.
Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever.